You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Brian, it is now time for our Dean Julia Love the Star mailbag. We're going to turn things over to our listeners, get their thoughts and their comments, touch on some of the subjects they want to discuss. First question here from Stacy. She says, do you think there's any possibility of a holdout for Micah, CeeDee, or Dak this offseason? Dak sounds a little crazy because he's bet on himself before, but this is very much like the year he was franchise tagged and then got hurt. Brian, I don't know about you. I think the best shot of those three would be CeeDee Lamb. That if Lamb didn't have a deal in place, I could potentially see him saying, hey, I need to get something done here. Dak, it sounds like there's an understanding there. You know, Micah Parsons is a guy who is represented by David Mulugeta. Typically, Mulugeta's guys will hold out going into the fifth-year option if they're going to do that, that they don't want to play on that option. But I think heading into year four, he'll be there, especially after all the involvement and, you know, discussion he's had about being a leader. I think he needs to be there. But I think I'd be surprised if any of them did. But if one was going to, I think it'd be Lamb.
I agree.
That's simple. There you go. Brian brought us.
No, I agree. I mean, like I said, to me, if we were further along on Parsons' situation, mm-hmm. if we were into that last year, you know, then in the fifth year, I could see that happening. But I'm like I said, I don't think any of them hold out. I mean, I really don't. By the way, you know, I really always appreciate Stacy. She's a really good follower of all the things we do.
Yeah, absolutely. But
the things that I just don't, like I say, I just don't see it with these guys. I mean, we saw it a little bit with Zach Martin, though, last year, right? I mean, that was,
yeah.
I mean, with a $50,000 day fine thing, I didn't know how long we were going to see it. And Zach Martin just went ahead and did it. I mean, he just.
Yeah, and got it, and got his money.
With it, you know, I'm going to hold out. But if I had to handicap him, I would say that probably Lamb would be the first one on that list.
Next question here from, let's go from @aspiringjournalist. Who is your highest rated safety that you've watched and what round? Safety is a little bit of an ice cream. Safety is a bit of an ice cream position this year.
Yeah. Newbin from Minnesota is my highest rated safety that I have on my board. I have him as a free safety. Man, there's a lot of really, really good safeties in this class. Newbin didn't run particularly well, but the thing about him is he is, I still think he's one of the best safeties in the country. The awareness, the instincts, when others are standing still on defense, he's in attack mode, outstanding straight line speed, quickness. I think he plays with a burst. I know he plays a burst. I think he punishes ball carriers with his closing speed. He makes a ton of plays downhill, attacking the line of scrimmage, or wide in space while the defending the run or the pass. I just tracking the ball. He's got to feel how to play through the defender in order to make the play, or excuse me, the offensive player in order to make the play. He's not going to let a receiver make a play on him, you know, and that's what I really, really like about him. He's got outstanding tackling technique. He's got to share big hits. He's the type of player that's going to leave a mark on the ball carrier. I just don't ever see him guys giving an inch on him. He's probably going to be available in the first round. I wonder when, if he will be picked in the first round, but I couldn't just say, okay, let's just, you know, window dressing and put him and say, this guy's a first round player, you know, 6'1", 199. He's tough. This guy's tough.
And so he's one of your first round grades then this
year?
Yeah, I've
got 22 okay. of them. I've got 22 of those first round grades. And, you know, when my guess that probably him, Wiggins, and maybe Brian Thomas will be the last ones taken. I take that back. Thomas, Latham, and then Wiggins and Newbin will be – those are going to be some first-round grades that I have a feeling might be on the board when Dallas picks.
Ooh, I think if Latham got – I'd be very surprised if Latham got down to them. But, I mean, I think they'd be excited for that, honestly.
If you're thinking of just a right tackle only, but if someone might play him at guard – I think there's some of these guards that are going, or some of these tackles that are end up being guards. You know,
yeah.
Morgan from Arizona, potentially Latham from Alabama. If you think he's a right tackle only, hell, you might try him at guard.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Oh, I think Fatanu and Fuaga are guys that can play tag. I would not be surprised if there are teams that view both Fatanu and Fuaga as guards, though. Yeah. I mean, I think that there are teams who definitely view it that way. My top safety in this draft is Jaden Hicks, the safety
He's
from
really
Washington
good.
State. And I have
from Georgia.
Yeah. I have him in the second round. Yeah, you've got Bullard from Georgia. I'm a bigger fan, I think, than a lot of people of Bullock at USC.
Yeah, Bullock. Yeah, there's Bullard and
Bullock. And Bullard. Yeah. Bullard yeah. at Georgia, Bullock at USC.
Right.
I've got four in the second round. I've got Hicks, Bullock, Bullard, and then Newbin. Those are my second round safeties. And so, I mean, if they want to take one in the second round, they might be in a decent spot there to make that happen. Next question here from John. Is there a defensive player that falls to 24 that you would take over any of the potential offensive linemen that would be available, Brian?
We talked about this on the draft show. We talked about what would you do with Latu, UCLA versus Florida State? Would you do anything with Arnold or Mitchell at cornerback?
Okay, if I've got... Who's
Murphy,
my offense?
You can maybe think about Murphy too.
Throw me an offensive name. Lineman's name that's on the board that I'm trying to decide.
Okay, we'll just do what we did on the mock draft the other day, right?
Okay.
Say there's Guyton,
yep.
Latham,
mm-hmm.
and Morgan Mims. Okay, we'll go Guyton, okay. Latham, Mims.
Yep.
As on the board, we'll say Powers. We'll say Barton and Powers Johnson are gone.
Okay.
Okay. So the centers are gone. You got the tackles, Guyton, Latham, Mims.
Okay.
And you have the opportunity to draft either Latu, Edge, UCLA, versus Edge, Florida State, or Mitchell, from Toledo gets to you.
Quinyon Mitchell. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So Mitchell verse or Latu as my options compared to the offensive linemen of Latham, Mims, and Guyton. The only one I'm wrestling with versus, and it, Latham would be the top offensive lineman for me. The only one I'm wrestling with there would be Verse, Jared Verse at Florida State. And I don't think that that's enough for me to take over Latham, because I think Latham's going to be a good pro in the NFL for a long time. And so I need to solidify that. Now, if you're telling me, you know, it's Mims and Guyton, I'm probably taking Verse. It might be hard with Latu, just because I need to know what the medical's looking like on Latu, how they feel about, you know, the neck and everything. That would be the big question there. Now, if you told me it was, instead of Mitchell, you told me it was Arnold, who I don't think is getting out of the top 15.
What about Wiggins?
I like Wiggins a lot. Wiggins over Guyton and Mims, but not over Latham for me.
Okay.
So that's where I would come down on that one. So, look, lots of fun draft hypotheticals to get into as we prepare to wrap up this push to the draft. And then before you know it, rookie minicamp is here, then OTAs, then minicamp, then training camp in the blink of an eye. Brian brought us. That does it for us here today on the Love the Star podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. We will continue to try to run down as many of these different names that the Cowboys could be interested in. Keep an eye on the free agent pool. Yes, Brian, what you got for me?
As you finish, thanks for everybody. I'm sorry about my rant the first 6 minutes of the show.
Bring Brian back to Twitter. #BringBrian back to Twitter.
You know, I just, like I said, hey, a lot of pride in my university, not being butthurt, but you know, if you went to that school, come after me all you want, but that's just me. Sorry, everybody's not kind of following along with what I'm trying to do, you know.
Well, man,
I guess.
No.
Thank you for everybody allowing me to say that.
For proud LSU alum, Brian Broaddus, I am temporary Iowa Hawkeyes super fan, Bobby Belt. And we appreciate you guys listening and rocking with us leading up to the draft. We'll talk to you guys again later this week.